she'll be, she knows a lot more about these things actually than I do, because she made the checks out and the whole thing, you know, she kept the checkbooks. But he stayed right through to the end when all the crap hit the fan, you know. And then I could no longer, naturally, I couldn't pay him any longer. He became very embittered about that, plus the fact that I had caught him with the daughter situation, you know. And then he decided he would go back to his home stamping ground out in North Carolina, and they packed up and they moved. I wanted the kids to stay with me, but I didn't have the facilities to keep them at the time. Before I decided to come back to California here.
Incidentally, you have his address in North Carolina?
Yes.
The new one?
Yes, the new address in North Carolina for ST Green.
109 Powerline Road, Route 1, Elon College, North Carolina.
How do you spell it?
Well, it's Burlington, but...
Burlington, North Carolina.
Yeah, but Elon College is...
E-L-I-N-E.
E-L-O-N. E-L-O-N-C-O-L-O-G-E.
Now,
their phone, you want their phone, you don't want their phone number.
No, I've got his address.
Yeah, well, you got the address on tape.
Let me ask you this. Can you give us a quick description of the kind of services he rendered for you when he was rendering services?
Well, any jobs that I had to be done, messages to be carried back and forth across town, anything that had to be done in connection with the staging of the daily television show, as far as getting the talent lined up in the hallway and getting into the studio and out of the studio. When I had my network show on ABC, he was like an assistant floor manager. In other words, we created a job for him. I was paying him a salary, who created the job. He made the TV show every day. He was there every day.
Did he do anything around the TV show?
Just getting the talent, you know, like I used to have 6 or 7 acts a day on the show. And he would, like, in sequence.
Did you have any other employees at that time?
Yes, Johnny Bradley and Jack Hook. Although Jack was not an actual employee, he didn't get paid a salary, but Jack, like, was a stage manager for this.
How do you spell Brantley's name?
Brantley.
And you know where he is?
He's in California for the time being.
Now, in Los Angeles?
With his parents, I believe.
With who?
His parents, that's what
no,
he was.
No, not with his parents.
Where would that be, in Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles, yeah.
Do you have his address?
I don't have his address here. I have his home phone number in New York. I think his wife is still there. I don't think he brought her out here yet. It's WA69396. John was on the payroll he was with me the time I got to New York. He took care of my mail. In other words, sort of a mail secretary type thing, and was in charge of the getting the acts for the television show, which took up his whole day's work. Working hours, rather. Brantley earned his money very well. Green, we had to sort of create things for him to do. We needed a shirt or a tie, we sent him out for it, but he was always available, he was getting paid, and whatever we wanted him to do, he had to do it.
Was he happy at that time with what he was doing?
Well, I think I would be happy if I just had a nice little job.
Was he happy? I mean, did he ever complain to you at that
No.
time? So until the time he was...
until the time I was fired and he was let go, he was fine. No, there was nothing there.
And after he was let go, did you make any support payments at all?
Oh, sure. I supported the kids right through. I've never, ever failed to support the kids.
You didn't support him after that?
No.
Which would give him a motive to...
Right. Well, Lance has told me he's... blistered me up one side and down the other to him, to his face. I'm a no good son of a bitch.
Well, Lance, what has he said? Has there been anything specific? Did he feel that your father took something away from him that belonged to him, rightfully so?
Well, it seems to me he's sort of jealous or something. He calls him a bum.